This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 453, recorded on February 3rd, 2016. This is Brian Kilby, your host, now for off and on 16 years. I know. It's crazy. With me this week, we have Chris, a.k.a. XV, Diecast, a.k.a. Diecast, Melvar.
No, it's Diecast, a.k.a. Blur.
Blur. Headmaster Don, John DeLuna, and Rob Clay.
Well, now, if Diecast was Blur, his screen should be about the size of a postage stamp.
Oh.
And, yeah. Poorly rendered.
Yeah. So, guys, what's going on? Everything good for you this week?
You seem a little low energy, Kilby.
I haven't, before the show, normally I drink, some coffee and everything, and I realize that I'm just drinking too much caffeine.
You have that realization, every 4 or 5 months, but I know. Nothing really changes.
I get jittery and everything, and it's just like I need to step back.
But that's the fun part.
That's called addiction, Brian.
Oh, God, that's great. Okay, so I want to remind everybody to make sure to watch our 7th anniversary Toy Fair live stream. It's next, not this coming, but next Saturday, February 13th at 12 Eastern Time. And as you know, it's our biggest event of the year. It's basically our Super Bowl, but, better. And with toys and nerds and not football.
And no $1,000 a second commercials.
You're way underestimating that.
Yeah.
Try $1 million a second.
I don't think they're $1 million a second.
I just thought whatever number popped in my head first.
$1,000 a second, yeah. That'd be great.
You probably should start thinking bigger, Don, bigger. Don't sell yourself short.
Don's right. The thing is that we sell ads for $1,000 a second during Toy Fair coverage. Contact at tfradio.net.
/Amazon.
I can hook you up. Okay. But Diecast will be at Toy Fair. I wanted to say New York Comic Con.
He was there
too, yeah.
Yeah. And he'll be talking and wheeling and dealing and rocking and rolling and
I've taught him as best as I can on the wheeling and dealing part.
Oh God, yeah. Diecast is. I mean, Don's really good at that. So, Diecast, any idea besides Hasbro who you're talking to on Saturday?
Lego, Maddie Collector, Bandai. Bandai might not be Saturday. That may be Sunday. There's a bunch. Every major manufacturer that's at Toy Fair. We'll be talking to Playmates, even some of the smaller ones. Like today, there was an email that apparently there's going to be some Nerf drones for kids, so they can actually fly drones and I guess crash them, and they're not gonna blow apart into pieces. So that should be cool to see.
Well, Nerf's Hasbro, so it's not like it's a small company.
Yeah, I don't know if it's. The email didn't come from Hasbro. Maybe they're borrowing the Nerf license.
Could be. I mean, John, Hasbro is Nerf, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Making sure. Okay, cool. We are very much looking forward to that. It'll start around 12 Eastern time, and we will stream probably at least 6 hours.
Ooh. At least.
It's kind of like one of those party invites, like 8 p.m. until ? Yes. Yeah.
It'll be great. 3 question marks.
And then on Sunday, we are going to have, it's a shorter stream, usually a couple hours, where we talk about all the other stuff that's popped up through the weekend, non-Transformer stuff, a lot of Bandai stuff. We have a lot of Bandai nerds on that show.
Well, plus with all the Marvel movies coming out, it'd be nice to see what they're doing for figures too. That's always.
I get my Cap Wolf on Friday, so I don't care. I'm done.
Well, I just saw those in stores today. As a matter of fact,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Amazon just got them today.
Yeah, I looked at the back and I thought, why did the Red Skull still Magneto's outfits? then I realized what they were shooting for is like, oh, okay.
Okay, as a non-Transformers thing, something I'm looking forward to seeing is I want to see what new Star Wars 6-inch black figures they're going to come out with.
Do you like those?
That's a line I'm really into, yeah.
Good, more stuff we can't find.
So I have yet to buy a single one of those. Is it kind of like Marvel Legends, but Star Wars? Is that basically what they're going with?
Probably. I've yet to open a single one. Yeah. So they're all sealed in box.
Yeah. The only one I've bought was the new Snowtrooper, but yeah. I've always liked the Snowtrooper design.
Me too. I get it.
And I know the next one in the next waves, they're going to have Finn actually in a Stormtrooper outfit with his helmet that's going to be removable. So I love that. When I saw the movie, that's one of the black figures. I was like, I hope we get that, and we are going to get that. So.
I would say that's going to be popular, except that Finn merchandise seems to be actually not very popular at all.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It's weird because I've heard all the discussion about how there's no Rey toys, and I saw her black series figure, her 6-inch figure today for the first time.
Now that you mention it, I went to a Walmart yesterday and looked on the peg, and every black figure was Finn.
No one's buying
he was
that.
The only thing in stock.
I don't know why.
The only one left at Walgreens.
Maybe he was two per case or something, or maybe the other figure that's coming out that people seem to be really hot on is there's a Jango Fett. So that's the first time they've done it.
Does his head pop off?
Possibly.
Anybody's
head will pop up with enough force.
Yeah.
Now, you know, to all the Star Wars fans, if you want to borrow our Beehive event from a few years ago for all the Finn figures, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, just keep that in mind when Toys for Tots time starts rolling around.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. That's a great idea. Way to go, Don.
Yeah.
We'll just need to think of a catchy name for it because Finn Hive doesn't really make any sense.
No. Yeah, I just hope the Black Series 4-inch line continues because I'd like to get more of those. I'd also like to see them less than $13 a piece because that's why I only have two.
Yeah, you might get one of those two things. I don't think it's going to be the one you want more.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like Diecast is typing away there.
No, I think that's John.
That's me, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Sorry, Diecast looks like he's like into it, like he's into the chat room. Hey, speaking of the chat room, you should join us, tfradio.net/live, every Wednesday. We start streaming around 8 Eastern time, and we've changed chat systems. Our friend and fan, Cassius, we were chatting with him through Twitter tonight, and he didn't realize that we had changed systems. I guess he realized it was pretty empty in the chat room. So go to tfradio.
Yeah. Where'd everybody go?
Sadly, the new one's giving them a little bit of trouble. So.
Ah, boo. The old one was giving everybody else trouble. I couldn't even log into it after a while. But the new system is great. Go to tfradio.net/live and claim your username. So, and like back in the old days, I will be, again, referring to the chat throughout the show. Right now I'm showing it on video, so please no photos of Goatsy.
Maybe give people ideas, Brian.
Yeah, maybe when we're like on active stream time, we should disable being able to post images in the chat.
Yeah, that's a good point. I may do that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to have a meeting on that.
We will. Okay. So, anybody get anything cool this week?
Yes.
So jealous.
I got Masterpiece Ironhide. And
don't hate it.
Amazingly, I do not hate it. I can't really explain why. Like, everything that I hated is present. These panel hips, that I was right, they do not rotate around.
Oh, they don't?
No, okay. No, they stuck there.
There's no room for them to rotate around.
No. But everything pegs together really well, actually, except for his shoulder joint there.
Show me the back of it. Show us the back of it.
Yeah, slowly.
So I was quick to give Voodoo Robots all sorts of grief because their Ratchet figure had all the screw holes in it, And that doesn't look a lot better, so.
No, yeah. No, there's screw holes all over it. Yeah. The side profile in hand does not look as bad as I feared. I think that's a big part of why I'm more accepting of it than I thought I was going
to
be.
Maybe that's why the doors are there, is to help the side profile not look quite as anorexic.
No, they just couldn't figure anything else out to do with them.
Oh.
there's just nowhere else to move them.
He looks really glossy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his legs are very, very panel formery. And I'm not going to lie, a little bit scary. Like, they feel a little bit thin. But, I mean, everything other than this shoulder joint here pegs together really well. I mean, he's got good ratchet joints all over the place. It's the diaper does not seem as bad in hand. But really the only thing that really, really bothers me and I will always hate until the end of time is the panels on the hips.
Yeah.
And they're not removable just as far as like a...
They're fixed. Because the wheels are attached to the panels.
Oh,
okay. Go ahead and remove them.
That's what the hinge here is. For the wheel to move out. So this pulls out and goes in for transformation. That's all the movement you get out of that.
Okay.
What's the transformation like? Should be pretty simple, right?
Well, I actually did not expect it to be anything like it. Like, the putting the chest together is kind of involved and really weird.
Is it as painful as Trax?
No.
Good.
No. no. Thanks for reminding me. I also got road rage today.
Oh, nice.
And transforming that, not a very big improvement over Trax. I got to say, the legs are still terrifying.
I never transformed her.
Now, Matt, I was reading a couple of text reviews on Road Rage and Trax, and one of them said, I still haven't opened up mine yet, that when you pull the head up, the natural stopping point is not where you think it is. There is a click past that point where it keeps the head from falling down.
There is no click at all.
Oh, it's not. No, the panel the head's on. Is it like?
Yeah, there is no click.
Okay.
At all.
All right. Yeah, now, I read that in more than one review. I thought maybe that would help.
Also, Ironhide is freaking huge.
Well, he's a van.
Yeah. He in robot mode. The closest thing I can see would be Leader Jetfire in scale.
Hmm.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, he's pretty big.
So once Has or Takara goes through all of the first couple of years of Transformers, like all of my fanboy tears will have been shed, and I can just stop buying Transformers.
And the face swap gimmick is a little bit different on Ironhide. It's not actually held in by a screw. You actually just press the rear of the crest here. It pushes forward, and the face just comes right out.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that is so neat.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
That's great.
Nice.
I need that. So, did you get anything else?
No, just those two. They were waiting for me when I got home from work today, actually.
I will have mine next week with my Skylynx. Diecast, what'd you get?
I got a test shot. I'm so happy. Thanks to Brandon at Chosen Prime for sending these out. I just got them today, like opened the box at 7:30 before I sat down to do the show. And these are the Generation Toy or Generation Toys C and D. So this one could be C and this one could be D, or this one could be C and this one could be D. I'm not sure. But they seem like production samples. They're really good, really nice. I haven't transformed them yet, but I did transform the hand, and it's pretty big. I mean,
does that hand have wheels on it?
Yeah, that hand has wheels, so it can go into the back of the figure, like on this one. That's the other hand. It's just, and this one can do the same thing. They actually open up, and the hand flips in.
I just like the idea of a dismembered Devastator and his hands slowly creeping on the ground toward you.
it seems really nice, and this is going to be an amazing figure when it's all done.
So this isn't the interchangeable pieces. That was was that Perfect Effects?
That was the Perfect Effects. I did get that also.
And that was just Mixmaster.
And no. The Perfect Effects was the one. It came with the extension for Hook, and it also so his crane could extend. Came with the Prowl head and the alternate like IDW.
Okay. Piece. Yeah, that makes sense. I forget.
And there was another Perfect Effects that came with the arms and guns for the individual figures. So I got that too. I just haven't opened all of the pieces. I put on Mixmaster's foot, and I was like, "That's so much better." And that's actually what I was buying the set for. But yeah, there's a couple of nice other little things. There's a panel to so his arms stick out a little bit more. But I haven't gotten a chance to hook that up yet.
Yeah.
And then
just read Rob's tweet. Oh, that's funny.
And then we also have the last Warbitron, which sounds like the last Boy Scout almost. Like I don't know if
there's the last Postman.
Yeah, I don't know if there's going to be any more Warbitron figures, but it's the Strafe for their not Computron. That he just came in today. He hasn't even come out of the box. Got a bunch of Fans Toy stuff. I got Spotter, which feels really nice. Really like him a lot. And I had mixed feelings on this figure before I got it. The only thing is, this lens is clear plastic, and when I went to turn it, it snapped. So
that's not good.
That was the only problem I had. But other than that, it's a very sturdy figure and feels very good and is not as thick as the Make Toys one, which is like, you know, double the thickness. So in camera mode, this feels a lot more natural in your hand if you were going to hold it. And then I got Clear Quake Wave, which hasn't come out of the box yet. And I got the Mercenary, which is the second Insecticon from Fans Toys.
Okay.
So yeah, a lot of stuff came in all at once, which is, I've got a backlog of reviews to do. But these should be up hopefully by the end of the day tomorrow, because I want to get these up right away because they're test shots and I got to get them sent back.
Boo. Okay.
Thanks again, Chosen Prime. Awesome.
Chosen Prime. Okay. Okay, so anything else? Anybody else got anything? Don, you raised your hand.
Oh, yeah. I just got it in a while ago. I have a chance to look at it. I got the first of a large order I decided to do for some crazy reason. I got Provider from Unique Toys.
Did you get it for the price I got it for?
Someone closer to me than him. Hit him. Thank you. No, I didn't, but
Just save it for BotCon, Don.
Yeah, I will. But no, it's... I got Provider, and I've got Tyrant and Andreas on the way from Unique Toys and X-Transbots.
Cool, very cool. Nice. Okay, I got nothing. So let's go ahead and jump to this week in history. This is a big one, guys. It has to do with the 15th anniversary of the Transformers. This week in history, 1999. A Hasbro press release announces that the 15th anniversary of the Transformers brand is highlighted by the introduction of the Animorphs.
Okay, can I was not in the fandom in 1999.
I was.
But if I was, and that was the news, I would have been like, all right, guys, see, I'm out.
Diecast, you have to understand, the fandom in 1999 was
happy to get
an unrecognizable thing compared to what we have today.
Yeah.
And something like that would be a big thing if you were at all open-minded. A lot of people back then weren't, let's just say.
Yeah. And people were happy to get anything except for Animorphs for some reason.
which it tended to show because for years after you could find those on reasonable clearance at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and the line actually, like the Animorphs subline actually did so bad that some of the toys got retooled a little bit and shifted back into Beast Wars as the mutants.
I thought that was Beast Machine. I guess it was Beast Wars.
But I will. But like every line, I mean, I love the mutant figures. I think there's some interesting engineering in there. As far as some of the, you know, it's not perfect, but there's a few of the good Animorphs figures too. So, you know, there's a few treasures in that line. Not many, but there's a couple.
Yeah.
I just feel really bad for the fans at that time. I think it was like after 1999 when Hasbro really started to reel the old fans back in. And I mean, that was a good move on their part because it definitely made the brand stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say it wasn't until really like the 20th anniversary stuff started happening that there was really any inclination toward court the older fan. And that's really like they imported Masterpiece Optimus Prime. That was really like the tipping point for that.
Yeah.
So I would you say that it was the introduction of, say, like Robots in Disguise, the Universe line really a little bit too, and like the Dreamwave comic. At that point, they were pretty much all in into fanboy nostalgia.
Yeah, Robots in Disguise and then Alternators is what really caught my attention.
Yeah, Alternators is a good point, too. I wouldn't say the Universe line quite so much. I mean, there is a little bit in that you could look at that way. But, like, yeah, Alternators, the Dreamwave comic was a good thing to point to for that. Although, I mean, that's more like Dreamwave wanted to do that. Hasbro granted them license. They weren't necessarily looking for someone to go and produce new G1 style stories
for
them.
That's a good point. Good point.
Well, but yeah, like, you know, early mid 2000s is really when that sort of thing started to be a thing and led to what we kind of know today.
Well, I think Universe did help out a lot just for the simple fact is people saw Universe Silverbolt and said, oh my God, what the hell is that? And then that got their attention.
Well, better than Beast Machine Silverbolt, although I like that toy too.
Huh. Yeah. But yeah, Animorphs.
Yeah.
Never actually watched an episode or read a book.
Well, the book series was very popular.
Kelby, I would believe you've never read a book.
Yeah. True. Okay, let's see here. There was there's a cartoon or something, or a TV show.
A live-action TV show. There was also a tie-in video game, as there often was.
Oh, God.
Game Boy Advance. If you want to go back to the Awesome Games Done Quick archives from last month, somebody actually tried to speedrun that and couldn't even get it done within the block they had set out for it.
Nice.
Because it's just that bad.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to the news. Again, if you don't already know, you can catch the news and all the articles that we post for this episode at tfradio.net/453. Okay.
It's a good thing we didn't start doing that when we were on episode 404.
Or 333.
No, Don, 404 not found.
Oh, it's, okay. It's an HTTP code. So.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were going for the, you know, reversing. You know, it's the same. It's the same thing. Palindrome. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I am worried though when we get to episode 555 because yes. I think in a way it's probably going to be writing that one for us. Which, like, four people watching this will probably understand that reference.
I got it.
Okay. I know, Don. I know.
Okay. So, is this the centerpiece toy of the souvenir items at BotCon 2016?
God, I hope so.
It's Megatron, and it looks like with the Gigatron body. But yeah. So, what do we know?
Well, remember that was a thing 3H wanted to do, like toward the end of their run with the conventions. That was one of their unproduced concepts we ended up learning about.
Do we think that mold is still okay? I mean, I guess it would have to be if they're teasing us with this.
No reason to think it's not. Nobody said it's lost yet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was used in 2005 for Death Zaris.
That was 11 years ago.
but it has been used since then.
I forgot about that.
Really?
I forgot that was reused.
Yes. That's being kind.
I had a horrible
It was sort of different.
I had a horrible thought as to what this could be, and I'm not sure if I hope I'm wrong or not. You remember that Beast Wars Megatron head that turned up a couple of years ago for Fall of Cybertron Grimlock?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm thinking this is going to be.
Oh, awesome.
What?
The Fall of Cybertron Grimlock that was going to be retooled as Megatron.
Oh, yeah. God, no.
See, what would be great, what would be great, though, is if they took that as a starting point and then retooled the chest of that Grimlock to look like Gigatron's chest.
Yeah.
On Twitter, Transfanatics thought that it might be Combiner Wars Megatron with a retooled chest to look like Gigatron's.
That would be awesome. Hilarious too.
That would be like Hasbro trolling us.
Yeah. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you know, since we could have got a Robots in Disguise anniversary something as well for this year, I'm hoping maybe this is at least a small nod. If they use the Gigatron mold, at least our ID will be represented in the anniversary year.
And I'm kind of thinking of it in that term. Makes too. Sense. Because like there's not room to do everything, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the way I've been rationalizing this, there's a dedicated group of people who remember this concept from back when it came out, who are always bringing that up when talking about BotCon exclusives. What could be a BotCon exclusive this year? What could be a souvenir this year? Hey, how about this thing from however many years ago? And it's kind of like doing animated stuff for BotCon exclusives now. The pool of people for whom this is an important thing that lives in their memories from when it first existed is getting smaller and smaller every year. But if this was something that was ever going to be revived to be produced, this is the year to do it. Not because we think it's FunPub last year, although that helps too, but because being the Beast Wars anniversary, this is the most relevant this will ever be for the next like 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, there is reason to do this, and just the placement of that in that YouTube teaser promo thing, I don't think it's an accident. I think they are trying to give a hint. They're doing this, you know, expect this, plan for this.
And of course, it's always nice to hear David Kay again.
It's nice to hear David Kay and be reminded that, yeah, all these years later, he has not lost the Beast Wars Megatron voice. No. Because not all voice actors can still do all of their character voices.
He's still relatively young.
Well, it's not that. It's just like, with the passage of time doing, you know, characters in the interim, the process that leads you to one particular voice. You may not get back. Scott McNeil's a good example of that too, because like his Waspinator is not anything nearly the same. Even like 5 years after Beast Wars, it wasn't the same. You know, he does so much that I don't think he can just slip back into 100% accuracy. David Kay sounds as good as Megatron as he did in 1996.
Yeah.
If not, and he's in his 50s, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. It probably helps that he does that Christmas address every year as Megatron. He seems to have a real affection for the character.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't imagine doing that Megatron for like 4 years and not just enjoying the hell out of it.
I would make that my normal speaking voice, honestly, if I was him.
Although knowing what he sounds like when he's just talking normal, the Megatron voice probably hurts after a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have some more photos of Masterpiece Optimus Primal, some that show off the prototype and more that show off the swappable faceplates.
What's important about one of these is that there's actually a little inset photo from the Hyper Hobby scans that show it with Generations Rat Trap and Rhinox.
Oh, yeah.
So you can actually see around how big it is, and it looks like it is between Masterpiece Sideswipe and Masterpiece Ironhide heights.
Trying to find that one.
I don't see that.
It's in the bottom left corner of like the first picture in the article on T-Formers.
Okay.
It is not a large picture.
But it's enough.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, while he's looking for that, the Masterpiece Optimus looks like it'd be maybe half a head taller than Rhinox. Maybe a little bit more than that. So it's about what I was guessing, where it's smaller Masterpiece size.
Yeah.
I think gives it a good chance of being imported over and not costing a huge fortune.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Was not where I was looking, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's always in the last place you look for it.
Typically, unless you look again after you found it.
Yeah.
Someone put the wrong link.
I put two different links in there.
Yeah.
Look for the one that says Hyper Hobby, which is what I referred to when I started talking about this part of it.
So we have that one, as well as the one that shows off the swappable faceplates.
I'm glad to see the swappable faces. The faceplate's not something that came up a lot in the show, but it was still an important feature. And just getting different expressions in there, too, is good.
Mm-hmm. That's a decent size you know, it goes well with your generations that you already have Beast Wars wise. So
it's a little bit out of scale, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of saying like, hey, we may not be able to do it, but at least it'll fit in with the other stuff you already have. You know, not terribly bad. Just please give us a Megatron.
It's this is more like, this scales to the Generations toys, kind of like how the original Ultra Beast Wars toy scaled to the original toy line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, it's fine with me. I mean,
I'm fine with Prime being a little bit bigger, because even though they weren't on the show, you know, that's kind of in mind what it is anyway.
So with these new pictures, the only complaint I have is just that the like ape walking posture looks pretty bad. But I think, like we were talking about before, they prioritized the standing upright, because that's mostly what you saw him as in beast mode in the show.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And between the two, I would much prefer that take precedence in design.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And otherwise, this looks really good.
Yeah. Yes. Very much want it. Okay, so Robots in Disguise comes to DVD in May. Pre-orders are up at Shout Factory's website, and it's only $30 for season one.
So someone can actually watch that cartoon now.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I understand people in like other parts of the world didn't have nearly as much problem watching the show as we have.
Cartoon Network. You know, people have to buy the DVD to actually watch the show. There's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, to be fair, that was true of Transformers Prime also. And in a way, actually more so, because at least most basic cable packages come with Cartoon Network. So if you have DVR service, you can time shift that.
I mean, heck,
and watch it.
I have Sling TV now because I wanted to watch Robots in Disguise. It's $20 a month over the internet, and I can watch Robots in Disguise. It's pretty great.
But Robots in Disguise is more accessible than Transformers Prime was, just because more people have Cartoon Network than the five people who had the hub.
Yeah. Okay, so this one blows my mind. So I need some help with this. So we have photos of the Planet of Junk set.
Okay.
The Platinum set. And this Rodimus is... I thought the Rodimus was... Is this not the deluxe version?
This is the deluxe version.
You're confusing this with the other...
A different Platinum set.
Yeah, okay. The Platinum set that got talked about at Nuremberg Toy Fair is supposedly... Universe Deluxe Galvatron and Titanium Rodimus.
Okay, because this looks...
If there's two, you know, molds you want to reissue together.
Yeah.
We need more Titanium molds. That's...
Because even though I hate the colors, I mean, it definitely is the deluxe toy that I'm looking at right now. So I'm I'm like, how in the heck is this the crappy Platinum, not the Titanium figure, so it's not. Okay.
No, different Platinum set.
Okay. God, this is confusing. So we don't have photos of that one.
No.
No.
Because Nuremberg Toy Fair is not made for the fan sites.
Yeah.
Like the Saturday Hasbro showroom at New York is. And, so probably in 10 days, we'll get to see that.
Yeah.
And they've apparently cracked down on security this year, too.
Good.
Probably by which they mean they got a space far away from the windows.
Okay, don't put the big toy reveal in the window.
Get five more bald guys to surround this.
Well, that gentleman probably found out how internet famous he was, and he just asked for too much money.
Yeah. So we got more flaky photos that popped up. This is...
douchebag.
Yeah. Thanks, internet guy. We got a picture of Alpha Trion art and what looks to be...
Of a photocopy of Soundwave.
Yeah, so...
So it's the same Alpha Trion art that we saw the chunk of the week before. This is just more of it.
Yeah, that does look like a blaster with a Soundwave head.
But look at the other picture, Diecast, because that's the thing actually worth talking about to any degree at all.
It's pretty.
I only include that Soundwave picture there so I can make fun of it. To be honest.
That Alpha Trion, though, looks boss.
Yeah, I think that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. Like I said,
I guess Don's not into it.
Oh, like sorry.
Like I said, XV, I'm just kind of, something about the chest design, I'm just kind of getting a Vector Prime vibe off of.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's, like, I'm sure that is intentional to some degree just because they're both 13s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that it makes sense to me that they would just be designed that way on purpose, but not specifically referential to each other.
Yeah.
So I guess probably in another 20 years, we'll get that mold as a homage to the Alpha Trizar from last year's set.
Yeah.
Well, depending who's running the convention, I guess. So one thing I would like to see out of this Alpha Trion tooling is another take on Thundertron.
Yeah.
But using the original Thundertron deco, not the one that was actually released, because the original one was a lot more white than the prominently blue retail toy. I was actually going through some photos from BotCon 2012 and found the one picture I got of that from the Hasbro presentation, the Hasbro panel table.
Well, do y'all think this Alpha Trion mold might make a good Leo Convoy homage figure?
I mean, it could.
I mean, I would have to get non-blurry photos of the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general principle, I don't see why not. You know, robot with lion heads on shoulders. I mean, you're kind of halfway there, at least in general outline.
Well, it's just, you know, because if we don't get any more Masterpiece Beast War figures, they might look at other figures they could do in the year or early next year.
The beauty of Titan's Return is that you can get Alpha Trion and you can get Power Master Optimus Prime and just swap the heads around and make your own Leo Convoy.
There you go. Great idea.
Titan's Return is the customizer's friend.
Yeah.
I hope Alpha Trion's Titan Master is A3.
Yes.
So
or Dion. Can we Dion?
On AllSpark, where they've been talking about this, the idea has been put out, which I support very firmly, that Alpha Trion's Headmaster should be under 3.
Like that.
Yeah. Like
that. Okay, so moving along, we have new photos of Masterpiece Hot Rod, and opinions are mixed.
Mixed.
I don't like the face.
I'm not a fan of these pictures.
The expression is horrible. Eyes are dead.
Well, here's what I said.
He has no soul.
Here's what I said, Diecast. It looks like they were shooting for dull surprise and left off the surprise part.
Nice, Don. There is something off about it, isn't there?
But, yeah. I mean, it's like, well, really, the face I could live with if need be, but the chest and the back, I mean, all the car is in there.
Yeah, it is.
I just think, like, everything, like, he looks really scrawny from the waist down.
Uh-huh. That's because his chest is like 3 times as big as it should be because it's an entire car.
Yeah.
I compared the first shots to like a middle-aged guy wearing his pants under his gut and nothing has changed.
Yeah.
I mean, could none of that kibble could have gone to the back of the legs?
No, because if you look at the picture of the underside of the car, just like the whole legs are there as one piece.
Yeah,
it's like the figure with a car shell on top of it.
I know. This is the car version of Silverbolt. It's a robot with a car on his back instead of a robot with a jet on his back.
Yeah, and it's a car with half of a robot underneath, except it's hidden better.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's almost like a pretender, kind of. Everything just sort of collapses and covers up the robot part.
Hey, but I mean,
is why I like Ironhide more than I thought I would, because I saw these pictures.
On the other hand, you could get Hot Rod in hand and like that a lot better too once you
Will happen. I just have to convince myself I'm like Ironhide, I have to convince myself how much I hate this figure.
Well, yeah, because so then it's overwhelming when you get it. It will be better than your expectations, and you'll feel happy. But if you think about it, like the previous masterpiece, Hot Rod, which self-destructs under its own stress, I mean, if they had actually tried to make the design work as an actual transformation instead of just collapsing a car into a chest and backpack, I don't think we would have been any happier with the end result.
Well, I remember, Chris, who was it? Was it Make Toys that showed some line art?
Fans Toys, I think.
Was it Fans Toys?
I think.
Yeah, I'm hoping we see some more of that before this comes out.
If I remember right from that, like that even has like a fake robot chest. So that's also going to have some problems with disposal of actual car body.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just...
The problem just comes down to those movie designs being so rounded and smooth and non-vehicular as robots. You know, you can make that work in art because art can do whatever. Like, you see the disconnect between the original toys and the art designs which actually preceded them because it just doesn't work. You can't make those shapes change like that.
Some reason I just get a feeling like this is almost like a classic design when they almost left the masterpiece design out of it because it's just, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't look right.
It looks vaguely third party.
Yeah. His whole expression is like,
and not one of the good ones.
It's like, I don't have a thought in my head.
This is what
it is accurate to Hot Rod.
Give us.
I mean, it looks like third party used to look like when some of them were getting their stuff together. Not everybody has, but yeah. Okay, moving on.
Hot Rod's face does remind me of that that third party Sunstreaker that just came out.
Oh God, I wish I'd canceled that.
Enjoy.
The figure looks fine, other than the face. Just get a little tiny paper bag and put it over the head.
I like that. Yeah. Okay. So let's see here. So we have new photos of another Platinum Edition set, which is Optimus Prime versus Megatron, and it doesn't look half bad.
No. Oh, I think this one because I really like that gun.
Yeah, I like the Megatron. Yeah.
Everyone I've heard likes the Megatron and like.
I already pretty much have that Prime. I've had it for 10 years.
Yeah. You've had it with more paint.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, now, the set, there is a Fans Project armor, the armor kits we saw at TFCon last year, that's coming out that basically turns it into like a Power Master Prime Generac kind of thing, but it's non-removable. I mean, you can transform the figure with all the armor on.
Yeah, no, that would be great for this. The problem is just buying a $150 add-on system for your Platinum points.
For a $100 Platinum set. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying if you're torn on getting the set, but you're thinking about getting the Fans Project armor, at least that's something to do with the Prime if you're planning on getting them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was perfect. I just said it was...
But no.
So in the chat... Retro Robot Radio, aka our friend, why can't I think of his screen
Scale
name?
Face.
Scaleface. Sorry, we know Scaleface, but he mentioned Lambor Rodimus. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, that was some.
Did that ever come out?
No, I don't think so. No. I think that was an upgrade package. Somebody was running a 3D printed prototype around of.
Has a big chest. Now that
Yeah. But basically, it's just, you know, reshell masterpiece sideswipe as Hot Rod, and no, that wouldn't have been any better.
Yeah, I thought that was actually just stealing the tooling.
It might have been.
Yeah, it's been forever.
That came up one time, and nothing ever came of it.
My memory is shot.
You can see red.
Well, there's too many damn third party things. They need to back off.
Yeah. You can see red paint peeking out under the, you know, gray on this picture that he posted. So, you know, it may not be like just a tooling theft. It may be an upgrade kit, or may have been. Somehow I like it better than the masterpiece one, and I can't even tell you why.
Hey guys, so do me a favor, do me a solid here, okay? Mm-hmm. So we don't have photos or anything for the next item. So I'm going to walk away and get caffeine because I am in desperate, dire need of caffeine right now. Tell us about what we found out at the Nuremberg Toy Fair.
Rob, do you want to run some of this down?
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Because I don't have the article loaded.
I do, so okay. Yeah. Not too much was shown that was new except for Titan-class Fortress Maximus. That's, you know, that is said to be very accurate to the G1 version, but not a lot of really solid information there. Legends-class Wheelie is a new mold, also described as very G1-ish, and apparently the opening cockpit accommodates Titan Masters figures.
It's going to be deluxe sized?
No, it's a Legend.
No, it's a Legends class. So. The Titan Masters are just going to be really small.
Yeah.
Huh. Titan Masters are going to be on the same order as Generation Brainstorm's head. So mm-hmm.
I'm just surprised a Legends figure would fit into his cockpit. Or, I'm sorry, a Titan Master head would fit into his cockpit as a Legends size.
Well, okay, so...
It depends on how it's designed.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this a little bit. So if they have to work around having a little driver compartment in there, it's an area of empty space that's not contributing to the volume of the toy materially. So the Legend could actually be a little bit bigger than what we're used to just based on that amount of material being spread elsewhere into the toy.
That would be awesome if we're starting to get a little bit bigger Legend size, almost like what we had with Windcharger. As a Scout class.
The original Wheelie was slightly large for a mini car, as I recall. So,
height wise,
and just it always felt like a bulkier toy than most of the you know leftover microchange stuff. So,
Don, you've just gone sideways.
Sorry,
Don's gone sideways.
Oh,
but yeah, they also. They also revealed Ape Face, who at the moment is one of the things at the Titan Master price point, so currently just ahead.
Although, they followed up on that to say that, remember Crash Bash, the renamed Squeeze Play, has a little like reptile robot thing that it fits into.
Mm-hmm.
So Ape Face is going to have something like that, but gorilla themed.
Ah, nice.
So it's actually going to be cool.
Hmm. That works.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Still a little bit disappointed.
Well, except I like this. Well, I like this thing. Like the Titan Masters can dock into these like mini exosuit things to be a little bit bigger and more powerful. It's a nice like internal fiction dynamic that you can have for this. They've got something a little bit short of a full Transformer body that they can work with.
I thought of something terrible, and you're all going to hate me for saying this.
Do I need to have my finger on the mute button?
No, but. Since we're getting Combiner Wars figures that Takara is doing bodies of, you know, to complete Combiner, is it possible Takara is going to do a body for like Ape Face, and then that's how we're going to have to get that figure by?
It's hard to tell with Takara anymore. You never know what they're going to do.
That's a good point.
That is something, to be honest, I've been wondering about some of these, you know, spare Titan Master heads, that Takara might decide to do that. It would not surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, at least it'd be easier to import because you'd probably be able to get it as a single figure.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be sets of five.
Yeah.
No, I'm really curious how Takara is going to do their version of Titan's Return just because of like the structure of the line we've seen so far.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this line, like so much more than Combiner Wars. This is so much more exciting to me.
You know why? Like one possible reason why. So after the second wave of Combiner Wars, when we found out, okay, everything's going to be designed the same way with slightly different details within these three patterns.
Mm-hmm.
These don't have to do that. These can just be anything and not have to conform to one standard that everything else has to match.
Right.
So just on that alone, it's more exciting.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Combiner Wars is awesome.
It is.
But so yeah, how about those platinum sets?
Yes, the last thing are the as-yet-unnamed platinum sets, the Galvatron and Rodimus Prime one we talked about before, which just makes no
horrible.
Sense at all.
Just terrible.
Yeah,
dear
I mean...
God. What were they thinking?
I guess it makes sense, because one of the sets is three deluxes, and one is a deluxe and a titanium. I guess that makes some kind of sense. But yeah, the other one is Cyclonus and the Sweeps, which Cyclonus is Universe Cyclonus yet again, which, you know, if you're going to keep reusing a mold, use a good one. And the Sweeps are the 2010 Deluxe, and one of them apparently has the head sculpt from BotCon DevCon.
Of all the BotCon head sculpts they could have chosen important to the main line, why that
why?
One?
Why?
Uh-huh.
Why? What point is there to that?
Maybe
okay,
they...
So, okay, so the Planet of Junk set with the two Junkions, you know, that's got a Wreck-Gar head and the Scrap Heap head. I don't think they want to have two identical toys in the set, so... Basically, they have the DevCon head to work with or the Rat-Bat head. DevCon looks a little bit closer to being a Sweep.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. No, but DevCon's a little bit closer to, you know, looking like just another Scourge
design.
But
it's also by far the worst.
Yes, it is.
That
yes,
head
it still is.
Did not come out well at all.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
On the other hand, this is going to be probably, you know, an $80 Platinum set, so you don't need to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Unless you can get it like half price on Amazon, and this is not a plug for Amazon.
Not yet.
It's Cyclonus and Sweeps, though, so I do not have to buy it. But...
I want to know, I'm just curious to see what deco this Cyclonus gets, because we've gotten, you know, many variations all in different colors. I'm kind of curious what they will go to next with this.
I'm wondering if they'll actually just
go battle in space again.
Well,
I'd buy it.
I'm wondering if they're going to bring the Takara Hinkei, the more lavender one, over, since that one hasn't got a U.S. release.
I mean, they could go with that. It doesn't really, like, match anything correctly. If anything, I would think they would probably try to err more toward the kind of deco the Unite Warriors one is going to have, which is a lot more strongly cartoon-based.
Yeah.
If I were to guess.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to the next item, because it's a doozy! It's the best item on the show this week, guys! Transformers 5 begins filming in May.
Yay.
There you go.
Will the script be done by then?
No. It'll be done
probably
by
not.
October.
It probably won't even be started.
Yeah.
Not till Michael Bay makes all his edits. Edit. No, that doesn't work. We're just going to...
Because, you know, it's always terrible when he's not involved.
Okay, so everybody remember Canon Films? They made all the really crappy, awesome movies in the 80s, mm-hmm. like He-Man and all that stuff. There's a... it's from a couple years ago, and I didn't know about it, but there's a documentary about it called Electric Boogaloo that you can get on Netflix, and it's amazing. I didn't realize that they did Superman 4, and when you go back and look at Superman 4 and compare it to the others, it looks such garbage. And I really wish Canon Films would come back and make a Transformers movie. it would be fantastic. But yeah, Transformers 5 filming. Actually, speaking of Transformers, I'm going to spoil Transformers the movie. We recorded a new RFC minicast last night, which is pretty awesome, about Transformers the movie, and we'll be posting that later on this week. Stay tuned. Okay. Amazon! Thank you, Amazon! We love you! And we love you, the listeners, for shopping through tfradio.net and clicking on Amazon. So that will help us out. Amazon sends back a little bit of money from your purchase price. They don't charge you a cent extra. And it comes back to us to help us pay for all of this stuff. Did anybody get anything cool on Amazon recently? I did. I have Cap Wolf from Marvel Legends. I've been looking for that figure for years. And Amazon had it up for pre-order and it shipped today. So can't wait to get that. Awesome. My caffeine's not kicked in yet. I also got some sugar. Like, I want to be like one of those used car lot commercials where the guy's like crazy and just belligerent and he won't shut up. I can't do that right now.
Smoke your caffeine. That's the right way.
Oh, God.
Are you going to confess to your sins on Get the Skinny? Again?
Yeah. I have eaten small pieces of chocolate. That's all I've had. And I have cut. I cut back today.
It's until now,
I need sugar. I hardly had any caffeine or anything today. So I had a confession on Get the Skinny this week. I have not been good for the last few months. So
It was like a 10-minute confession.
It was. Yeah.
Kept going. It's a must listen.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay, so let's see here. Moving to third-party news. Not a lot going on third-party this week. I really didn't want to talk about this because it hurts. But Bad Cube is doing Diaclone. Repaint of Sunstreaker. And it's red. So
the weird thing is, like, I don't think that Mold looks bad in yellow as Sunstreaker, but the red looks terrible.
Yeah.
I don't think the red looks any worse. It's just the head on either color looks atrocious.
No, it's just for some reason it seems like the red makes all the faults with the body stand out so much more than the yellow does.
Yeah, I like my Sunstreaker. I don't really care for this.
Yeah, I'm probably going to hate it when I get it. I'm not getting this version.
Ah.
Yeah.
No, the bad Cube Sunstreaker is fine. In hand, I really like it. But this is just off a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and jump to the next one because this one makes me happy, and apparently I'm an idiot for liking this. So,
well, we didn't say that. We just said, you know, your opinions are wrong.
So, we all know.
And you have bad taste.
We all know that there have been problems with X-Trans bots, you know. They're well established.
They've gotten better, though.
They have gotten better.
Yeah.
And we are getting, what are these things called? Hatch and Boost, which are Tailgate and Windcharger. And I think they look great.
I think the opposite.
I love the vehicle mode, and they could totally get sued by Chevrolet.
Okay, so, like, there's too many panel gaps in vehicle mode that are too visible. Like, the parts don't seem like they fit together flush at all.
Especially the tailgate analog.
Yeah. I also can't help but notice, like, where the headlights, the top of the headlights where they're folded down in, are very obviously a different color of plastic that's badly painted over, which also, like, spoils the look a lot.
Well, that may be a test shot. They may be able to tweak.
These pictures are supposed to represent, like, the production run, production samples.
Yeah. Then.
So.
Nice.
I know. I'm just, you know, just for full upfrontness here, this is supposed to be samples from the production run. And the robot modes just look bland.
Oh, yeah. Pontiac, not Chevrolet. Sorry.
Well, it's GM.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking initially, like, Kilby, these look pretty good. These, you know, some decent product. And I started actually paying attention to them.
Yeah.
I do like that there's, you know, option parts. So you can go toy-focused or cartoon-focused with some of the details. That's a nice touch, but it doesn't really, like, solve the problems.
Yeah, I don't know. The panel forming.
I think the biggest problem I have is, like, below the knees, the way the wind vanes just come, like, halfway up their shins. It just looks really oddly proportioned and throws off everything for me.
I get that. I don't know. I like them. And what are these going to be, like, $5, $10?
Oh, yeah.
So what, like 50 each, probably?
Oh, well, screw that. Never mind. I like them that much.
Well, they're a box set for the pair, aren't they?
Oh, are they a pair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
then
the package is in the gallery.
85, then.
Package for the pair.
Oh, it looked like the package was two pieces put together because the box art lines up.
Oh, let me look again. Maybe I've dumbed here. Let me look.
I think they have different model numbers, too.
I'm going to say.
Oh, I don't like those knee joints either, looking at this closer. That does not look very sturdy.
Since these are, you know, masterpiece scale and they're mini bots, they're smaller, so presumably they would not be the same, you know, 100 plus that, like, a Sunstreaker would be.
So should they be the same size as Bumblebee?
Could be. Yeah. I don't know that I've actually seen scale reference for these.
Okay.
They're listed as 84 and 86.
Each?
missing in the no, not price. Their number on their boxes are 84 and 86. So it's like there's a butt missing in between. Maybe that's supposed to be a hint.
No, Wind Charger came out in the 1984 assortment and Tailgate came out in the 1986 assortment.
I was going to say.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense. That's
yeah, these are like MM6 and 7, I think. Their product numbers are in Roman numerals. Maybe that's confusing you. You see, letters can also represent numbers in some systems.
Yeah. Like Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Until this one.
Well, yeah. They probably thought they couldn't arrange five X's to look aesthetically pleasing.
Well, it would have been, what, an L? They could have also.
Oh, yeah, that would look so much better in the advertising. Super Bowl L.
Yeah. Hey, it's better than WrestleMania 17, which was done as X7.
Yeah, that doesn't.
That was a good WrestleMania, though. So I was forgiving.
It was a good show.
WrestleMania X7 just sounds like they've gone full out Final Fantasy with it.
Or Capcom. That could be a Capcom. Mm.
It's like they can't decide how dumb they think their audience is. It's like, we'll just shoot the gap.
Yeah.
But really, you know, WrestleMania X peaked like at the second or third installment. On the Super Nintendo, you know.
Yeah.
So everything was better on the Super Nintendo.
Pretty much.
We'll not dispute this.
Except for Marvel Super Heroes.
Well, yeah.
So
and I will still Mario 64 is always going to be my favorite Mario game.
Fair enough.
Mario 3-ish.
I never developed an interest in Mario 3.
Mario World. I like Mario World better.
Mario World is good too for being bigger. Mario 64 is more fun for me to play.
Yeah.
I'm with Brian on Mario 3.
So, isn't this...
I flip-flop on 3 in World.
Yeah, isn't this a resin kit of Metal Hawk pretty awesome?
Yes, it is.
That's okay.
It looks very nice.
Yeah.
So if this is at Wonder Festival, does that mean this is an officially licensed figure? That's...
Yep, it's one of the one-day licenses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I put it in third-party because Takara didn't produce it, so it's very nice, and I really, really like it.
Well, yeah. If you're lucky, maybe some unofficial third party will knock it off and you can actually buy one.
Yeah.
That has happened in the past.
Well, for what?
Jizai Toys, who is believed to be one of the designers for the Function X line, most prominently recently, did one-day license, I think, a kit for Cyclonus and another for Wheelie, which eventually got bootlegged.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, it's really neat. I would totally buy that. It's a shame we can't get it.
I still want my concept for a Metal Hawk, which is a repaint of Generations Armada Starscream.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's... That. Yeah, I mean, in my mind, that works really well. And kind of has the form factor I want. And I'm kind of leery on resin kits.
Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah,
that's
it's going to be really fragile.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Good point, good point.
I still want somebody to actually do that G-Axis and G-Axis colors.
Maybe someday. Well, the Takara released Starscream, Armada Starscream, when their Generations line was still called Generations.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's taken them over a year, I believe, to get to Thundercracker. There's still time. They could dig back and get G-Axis back out. And
They're just now bringing out their skids.
Yeah, too.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. It is still possible.
If there's a spot to fill, it's possible.
Yeah. Especially if their Titans Return equivalent gets its own sub-branding like Unite Warriors is versus Legends.
Skullface is saying that the Power Glide resin kit got bootlegged too.
Yeah, I forgot about the Power Glide. The Power Glide was less impressive for me. I think that's why the Cyclonus one was actually really amazing looking.
Yeah.
I need to go back and look at that.
Yeah, that's been several years now, I believe.
At least 10, I think.
Cool. Okay. Let's see here. So, on the network this week, Get the Skinny 35, listen to me break down and cry about the bad few months I've had as far as food goes, but yeah. Oh crap, did I put the old description in
there? Yeah, you put the wrong description
in
there.
Shoot, I need to fix that.
I remember seeing that a couple weeks ago. Also because of the factory typo, which, you know, reoccurred.
Yeah, and on Superhero Time Presents, that one episode of Star Trek, Data Lore, why?
Why not?
Because somebody wanted to do that episode. Okay. It may have been
Nick. Yeah, yeah, and I'm not going to say nothing.
Why, Don? What aren't you saying?
Yeah, you'll do that, but you won't do the one I want. I see how
Time
it
Zero?
Is.
Yeah. Does he want to do Time Zero? What does he want to
no,
do?
No, he wants Darmok.
Oh.
It won't be a good idea until it's their idea, Don. Let it go.
Shaka. The walls fell. Okay, so...
but next week for Deep Space Nine, we're doing the Q episode.
Okay. Okay. I like that Cisco.
You hit him. Me.
Yeah.
Picard never hit me. Yeah.
I'm not Picard.
Not Picard. No, you're easier to provoke.
Pretty great. Just don't do anyone from Voyager.
Oh, we're not. We haven't done Voyager in weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Superhero Time 261. Superhero Time is back. And so Ken had a cold.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't listened to that one yet.
That's because we didn't mention you.
Hey, Mark is in the chat. Awesome. GB Blackrock. Okay, so let's see here. Superhero Time and the RFC minicast, episode 43, John and I reminisce about G2. And mostly we just talk about, we don't really go into a lot of detail about G2, we just talk about our memories of it. And then quite a bit about G.I. Joe in the same period, because I was really more into G.I. Joe. A friend of mine, somebody randomly, my friend Dusty, he came to me and was like, I listened to the G2 minicast and I really liked it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that was kind of awesome. And Being Awesome with Rob Springer, episode 44. I don't know if that's the current episode description. Oh yeah, it is. He talks about the new Kabaya kits, which we failed to mention.
Yes, the black mask.
That really weird one.
That's not my fault.
Combiner.
I didn't do the show notes.
Yeah, I thought that we
was it Block Wars.
I don't.
Yeah,
so basically,
I think it is Block Wars.
And basically, they're just doing random combiners.
Yeah.
Well, that's not unprecedented.
Yeah, the first one.
This is more random.
Yeah, the first one. In case you haven't seen it, is like. Optimus Prime, Starscream, Bumblebee, and Megatron based on those what was the name of that line?
What's the name of that song?
Cyber Battalion figures.
Yeah.
As a combiner. A single combiner. The four of them.
Yeah. Like before you would get like combiners that were made out of just bits and pieces of the combiner and stuff like that. This is just weird.
Mm-hmm.
I want them. Can't wait. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, so that's what's on the network this week. And, Rob, what's on T-Formers?
Okay, well, we've got some more third-party stuff here to begin with. We've got some prototype photos of the Transform Mission unofficial Stunticons, the Masterpiece scale Stunticons. So that's...
IDW-inspired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there is a comparison between Motor Master and MP10, and yeah, they're the same size. That is
in vehicle mode, at least.
Yeah, in vehicle mode. Presumably, Motor Master will be bigger once he's a robot. So
you would think
that's going to be a damn big Menasor.
Yeah.
On the other end of the size scale, we've got a picture, a set of pictures of Iron Factory EX-13 Blizzard, which is their the Blitzwing in their scale. So, and that looks pretty nice.
I'm not sure Blizzard's really equivalent to, you know, Blitzwing in terms of naming.
No, but...
It would be nice if his name was like, never mind, I was going to say Punishing, but it wasn't. It was not Blitzwing, it was Dreadwing.
Dreadwing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And lastly, we have a set of photos of the Legends Series LG-18 Armada Starscream Super Mode, which, again, looks really nice.
Yeah, I've got that in my pile of loot right now, actually.
Me too.
Don't blame you.
I really like that mold, for one thing, and I always loved that deco on the original Armada Starscream mold, so like I kind of couldn't not.
Yeah, Thundercracker is actually the only version of the original mold I own. So.
Oh, you should track down an original Armada Skywarp. That's really nice.
I've heard. I remember seeing it in the store, but I never did get it.
I had it. I don't remember if I sold it or not. I sold so much of that crap.
Yeah. I have a feeling I'm not going to end up getting any more of those because I don't think I've touched that in entirely too long. So.
Okay, cool. Okay, so questions and feedback. We are trying to do more of this. I almost always respond to email directly and don't read it on the show. And I'm like, bad host. You're supposed to do this on the show. So making a point to answer questions and such that I get to on the show. Okay, so first email.
Let's be fair, we're all bad hosts.
Yes, this is
true. Horrible. Just we're the worst.
So from Kent, third party question. Hey guys, love the show. I've been listening for a long time and I'm glad I can use the Amazon link to give back to you guys. Thank you, Kent. We appreciate that. I'm thinking about making the jump to getting a third party transformer. I'm between KFC, Citizen Stack, no, and DX9 carry, yes. Any thoughts as to which one I should go with? I think I just answered.
Well, Dawn, no, we can't your ask, thoughts. We can't ask Don because he's just going to recommend Kronos.
Yeah. But now I want to go ahead and jump on this one because I want to. I'll be honest, I don't have a problem with Citizen Stack.
I do.
With them being on clearance in some places since Masterpiece Ultra Magnus came out, you know, it's a little more affordable than carry. So it depends on, you know, what you're looking at to spend money wise. I think Stack is fine, but if you can get carry, I believe it's a better representation of Rodimus than we've gotten in a long time. The transformation is fun, but not overly complex. There's no part forming. It's all built in together. So I would recommend carry over Citizen Stack unless the funds just aren't there.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. Citizen Stack, like I have Dice Stack. I don't have Citizen Stack. I do have Masterpiece Ultra Magnus. And I don't really want Citizen Stack. I bought Die Stack thinking I would never get a Die Clone Magnus or Power Convoy, and I probably won't, so I'm keeping it, but I would definitely go with Kiri. I think you'll be way more impressed. Next question, Mark. So, hi, Mark. I wanted to ask, is there a way to get the tfradio.net/Amazon to work for Amazon UK? I love the show and banner you all have. Massey attacks are hilarious. Yes, they are. We'll try to catch a live stream for Toy Fair.
Well, for you, yes. But for me, it's not that great.
It's been a while, too.
I know.
But, Don, that's the theory of comedy. When something bad happens to me, it's a tragedy. When something bad happens to you, it's hilarious.
Yes. So as far as Amazon UK goes, that's a great question. I've actually looked into that, but I haven't dug far enough. The link itself doesn't currently work with Amazon UK. But I will work to make that happen. I may actually have to register directly with Amazon UK, so I don't know what kind of taxable thing that is on my side, but I'll figure it out.
So just changing the URL to amazon.co.uk will not do it?
No, it requires a separate account.
Okay.
But I'll look into that, and I'll follow back up with you. So I appreciate the email, Mark. Thank you very much. And you can email us at contact@tfradio.net, or most people just go to tfradio.net and click on the email us button. Or you can also, if you want to hear yourself, you can leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. We get lots of email. We get lots of questions on Facebook and YouTube and stuff like that. Hardly anybody's ever used that voicemail. I don't know why.
Who uses a phone anymore?
I didn't even know we had that until last week.
That's right. We pushed that originally before you joined the show.
Yeah.
Like a long time before I joined the show.
It seemed like it was a great idea, but it's just hardly anybody ever used it. I don't think we ever got more than 50 or 60 calls ever to it. So, and we haven't gotten a call now in like 2 years. So,
prank call us. Give us something.
Yeah, tell us that you want to see our sexy bodies naked on YouTube and stuff
like that.
Especially
Dawn.
931-99-GOBOT. Please.
Call now.
Okay, so follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. You can follow me at BKilby. XV is what? At Chris XRV, XTV, Ecstasy.
Whoa. just try various combinations. You may or may not find me at some point.
Diecast is at Diecast2. Melvar is not on the internet. I am his proxy. Don is at HMRC4EVR.
Yes.
At HeadmasterRC forever.
In order to put the pauses between the letters, that's important.
Yes. Otherwise, I can't keep track. John is at ThatJohnD. Rob is at RAC2750 and at Flailthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this stuff.
Or do you have it written down in a note in front of you?
No, I just type at you guys. I don't actually type. I don't look for the drop down that pops up with the person when you do an at reply. I'm old school. So don't forget.
I just hit the reply button.
Well, I sometimes tweet at you guys directly without replying.
If you say so.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. Okay, so again, Toy Fair, February 13th, 12 p.m. We're going to have lots
Less than 10 days.
Less than 10 days. We're going to have lots of awesome guests. Diecast.
Get ready, Diecast.
He's going to miss Valentine's Day with the wife.
Yeah, what else is new?
It'll be nice to have a couple days where
for the second year in a row.
House sits, though. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll run for about 6 hours, about 12 hours from noon Eastern till 6 Eastern. And the news should really start pouring in around 2 p.m. Eastern time, if it's like normal. And prior to that, we will be laughing, joking, and just doing some basic pre-analysis.
Well, look at it this way, too. Like, there's usually always some kind of little press release thing through major media that talks about something Transformers related that's going to be at Toy Fair.
Mm-hmm.
So probably that and probably whatever leaks we get in the meantime is what we're going to be filling the first hour or two with.
Yeah.
Lots of speculation on our part.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. This is our literally pretty much the favorite thing, our favorite thing that we do all year. So hang out with us. Yeah.
I've been looking forward to this literally since New York Comic Con ended, so...
if you want to, we actually have an event set up on Facebook at facebook.com/TFRadio. Just look for the link to the Toy Fair 2016 event. Sign up just so you get a notification. Okay, guys, I got nothing else. Nothing. So
that's
because
you haven't had enough caffeine.
I know. I really haven't.
We need to find you some, like, alternative to caffeine that will, like, boost your energy.
Like meth?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I really cut the caffeine short today.
Maybe just, eat a couple avocados or something.
What does that have to do with anything?
A bunch of vitamin B.
B vitamins, B6, B12, all that stuff, yeah. You know what? The Jolt Energy Gum that I
also
chew has...
avocados are just awesome. So.
They are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. Okay, so that does it for this week. I've been Brian Kilby for the guys. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Take care, everybody.
Peace out.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?